In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, O'Neiro. Hello, O'Neiro. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Now, that's a cool name, but I can't imagine it's your birth name. How did it become O'Neiro?
O'Neiro is a Greek word, actually. It means dream in Greek. I've always had a fascination with dreams and kind of worked that into my music. I had a fascination with lucid dreaming for a while, and one of the books I read called Lucid Dream Explorers, O'Neironauts, and I really liked that concept, so I kind of changed the name just from O'Neironauts down to O'Neiro. I like the significance of that because dreams are a place where creativity is kind of boundless, and you have all this creative energy, and there's no rules, there's no physical rules like there are here.
You sound like you're a man of education. Did you go to school for music?
I studied economics and psychology in school. Psychology was my first focus, and funny enough, I got into it because I was primarily interested in the science of dreams and sleep, and I took on economics later. But after graduating, I realized that I wanted to pursue a creative career more so, mm-hmm. I decided to pursue music as a full-time career.
Now, were your parents disappointed that you went from economics to becoming a musician?
No, I'm very lucky. My dad's a flute player, and my mom's been a dance teacher as well as a social worker, but
right.
They were very supportive, really the best I could ask for about this whole thing.
So, O'Neiro, where are you living now? Where are you from?
I'm from Croton-on-Hudson. I grew up here, went to all the way through high school here. I went to college in New York City at City College. Mm-hmm. And then I came back here just to work and to work on my music.
You sound like you're not only very thoughtful about the process, but you're very careful how you go about doing it, too. What is your actual goal in music?
My goal in music is to be an artist, to make my money from mostly things like sync licensing, which is like getting my songs licensed for commercials and mm-hmm. movies and things, and to also make money by being paid for production, being a producer on other people's music.
You also have a day job as well, so you're not afraid to do the work. You're not afraid to do whatever it takes to get that goal realized, right?
No, I think that's the reality of many creatives. I do have some friends who are paying their bills purely with creative work, and I get insight from them as well.
Don't you hate those people?
No, I will say, sometimes you're on Instagram or somewhere and you see someone succeeding at what you're trying mm-hmm. to do and you're working so hard and you're like, you might get a little knot in your stomach, but
sure.
I always try to turn that just into, happiness for them. Because at the end of the day, no one else's success is going to put yours down. You can get your own level of success if you work hard enough.
It's not a zero-sum game, as some people call it. Of course, it means if they can succeed, that means you can also succeed, right?
Exactly. It does. It gives me that feeling like, oh, yeah, this is possible. Let's get this going,
I do know. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, O'Neiro, what have you done to achieve that goal that you mentioned earlier?
So I actually had some interviews for a job because I'm trying to switch day jobs to something in data analytics using the econ degree. And the last thing I did right before this interview, I was actually just working on recording, starting the recording of a third song.
So it really is kind of a job for you. You do your day job and then boom. You really hit the ground running.
Yeah, I'm pretty much working 24/7. I wouldn't say 24/7. Obviously, I sleep and stuff. But I pretty much work during the day and then go to work at night most days.
I don't know if you sleep because you sound like a pretty dedicated guy.
No, I do sleep. I need a lot of sleep. I actually sleep like on average 8 to 9 hours a night.
For a chance to dream. Tell me about the song we're going to play. It's good. It's called Go to Waste. How did it happen?
This song has been almost like a spiritual, connection for me. And I think there's a lot of the value of the song and a lot of the depth is found in the lyrics as well, which are primarily about compassion and benevolence and kind of giving to others and feeling like that is kind of enough of a legacy in the world. You don't have to be the greatest hotshot at whatever you're doing. If you're a good friend, a good brother, sister, father, mother, whatever it may be, that's enough to kind of like leave your positive vibrations on the world, and hence it will not go to waste. That's the line is that you won't go to waste.
Where can people find out more about O'Neiro? O-N-E-I-R-O.
Yeah, the easiest way would be to find me on Instagram. That's O'Neiro Songs, so O-N-E-I-R-O Songs on Instagram, just all lowercase. Easy to find, or just look me up on Spotify. You can just type the word O'Neiro in either the song Go to Waste or Time Won't Stop for Me, and you should be able to find me pretty easily.
Last task for you, 5 words that describe Oniro. Go.
Ooh. Creative, boundless, energetic, sparkly, and magical.
He's living the dream, and he's doing it right here at the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. And here's his song called Go to Waste, Oniro. Well done. Thanks for joining us.
Great being with you, Andy. I really appreciate the chance to be here and the chance to be featured and to talk with you.